Unit 7. Exercise 18.
Okay, so here's the mock-up of the screen so you can see the layout and get the look and feel of the site.
Okay, cool.
So, top left, we have your logo. To the right of that, so the top center and top right of the screen, we expect that space to be banners sponsored by companies that want to advertise on the site.
Great, yes. Advertising revenue is important to us.
Below that, going across the screen, we have a row of tabs that let you navigate the site. So I think the tabs will be homepage, then social networking, then blog, then products, and finally news. Is that order okay?
Actually, I think we want the blog to be last, so on the right. Also, we want a tab for a resources page so that people can download PDFs on products or dog health issues or whatever.
Okay, no problem. So, on the home page tab, we have a block of text explaining the service. In the middle column, we've got a couple of JPEGs of happy-looking dogs, and on the right of that, we have the sign up and sign in buttons. But basically, a very clear and simple design. When someone clicks to sign up, they go through to a web form where they fill in their details to sign up to the service. Obviously, we will create an e-commerce facility so they can securely put in their credit card details for their annual fee.
Great.
When they click on sign in, then they are prompted to put in their username and password.
And if they forget their password?
They click on this button below, forgot your password. And we send a reminder email to the email address on the database. Once they are in, they can go to the social networking page and upload images of their dog or themselves, preferably as JPEGs, but we could accept GIFs and set their profile details so other users can see them. Once they have done that, they are live. If they see a dog owner or a dog that they like, they can click on the image and get a pop-up that gives further information. Or vice versa, their details will pop up if they are clicked on.